Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome, welcome, everyone. Out of the air.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
Amen. Today is September 3rd, 2021. Welcome, welcome to Salt of the Earth. I am your co-host, Andrew Cole. So come on in, where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God's word. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So today's topic is going so we come on every Friday at 3 p.m. I know your birthday was last week, so she decided to take off. So she had a good birthday weekend. So now we're back, and we just want to thank everyone and welcome everyone in. And don't forget to let your family and friends know we come on Friday, every Friday at 3 p.m. So once again, our topic today is focus on the faith. So today is going to be open to question. So now I'm going to turn it over to Sister Alexandra. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome, beloved. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Sister Alexandra, and my co-host is Kendra Cole. Giving glory to God and asking for the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are here to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you and pray for you and with you. We at the Salt of the Earth point you to the Word of God, written scripture, and the gospel and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and praying can go deep, and our prayer bullets, when aimed, will hit their targets. Enough said, let's get started. We never take anything for granted, so let's bow our heads for our opening prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. So, Father God, I receive the spirit of power, love, sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. No demon has the right and power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in Jesus' name. Amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your position against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen, amen. So today's topic that we're going to talk about is focus on the faith and not the fight. So we're going to have a poem by Kendra. And we're going to get it rolling now. Go ahead, Kendra. Amen.
Today's poem is called The Maze. I got a phone call today that I did not expect. He told me he was Jesus, which couldn't be correct. I'm coming from I'm coming for a visit. That's when I heard him say. I asked when to expect him. He said later today. I fumbled through the phone book. I had to find him made. My house was full of clutter, and my bed wasn't made. I found someone for the job who could come right away. She worked for several hours. It nearly took all day. But she removed the clutter and then was on her way. That was when I realized that I forgot to pay. But Jesus would soon be here. Though he was running late, I stayed awake past midnight, but slept, just couldn't wait. I felt so disappointed. I wanted to believe that he would really visit. Perhaps I was naive. And then another phone call awoke me from my rest. I wonder who was calling. Was this my wayward guest? He said, hello, it's Jesus. And I just wanted to say that I enjoyed my visit to your home yesterday. I said, Lord, I am confused. That's not what I recalled. I waited for hours, but you weren't here at all. He said, you are mistaken. For many hours I stayed. I put your house in order, for I came as a maid. Amen. Now, turn it back over to Sister Alexander.
Amen. That was a beautiful poem, Sister Kendra. I really like that. So at the end, the Lord was saying he was the one that cleaned the house. Amen. Amen. So that was a beautiful poem. I really liked it that. Amen. So what we're going to do right now, I've heard that a lot of us online was talking about the blood of Jesus. And they were saying that you have to be covered by the blood of Jesus, which is correct, which is true. So I just wanted to remind you that we are covered by the blood of Jesus here on the line on the salt of the earth. You just heard me do the opening prayers, and the blood of Jesus is always included. As now, I'm about to do prayer before we talk on the subject today. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless all those that are online now. Bless those that are within the sound of my voice as I go forward in prayer. I am regenerated by the blood of Jesus. I am ransomed from the powers of death and hell. I am blood washed. I am redeemed. I am justified by Christ. I am made to be the righteousness of God through Christ. I am a believer of the word of truth. I am born again. I am heaven bound. My citizenship is in heaven. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principality and powers. I am a priest and a king ordained by Christ to rule here on earth. I am the fear and the dread of God against the kingdom of darkness. I am a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. I am built up together and attached with other children of God into a holy habitation of God. The word of God says, I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am a chosen generation and a peculiar person to the nation. I am special in the sight of God. The Bible says, because I believe and receive Jesus Christ, power has been given to me to become a son of God. And I am empowered to trample upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. I am empowered to use the name of Jesus Christ to cast out demons and heal the sick. I am empowered to bind, to loose, and to decree things. And the Bible says, whatever my voice is heard, no one can ask me why. I do these things, for my voice is the voice of a king that is full of authority. I am commanded and empowered by my God to subdue and to exercise dominion. For I am made a little lower than the angels, and God has crowned me with glory and honor, and has also made me to have dominion over all the works of his hands. The devil that was against my authority as a God representative on this earth has been destroyed by Christ. And once again, the keys of the kingdom of heaven are given to me. And because I am a member of the body of Christ, which is the church, the gates of hell cannot prevail against me. I am a branch in the vine. Jesus Christ is the true vine because I abide in him. I am full of the fruit of the Spirit. I am full of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Because the grace of God is upon my life as the light of his glory, I am full of divine favor. I am a partaker of all heaven's spiritual blessings. I am an overcomer. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. In faith, I overcome ungodly weary, anxiety, heaviness of spirit, sorrow, depression, lust of the eyes, and lust of the flesh. In faith, I have overcome all the tricks of the devil, for it is written, greater is Jesus Christ that dwells in me than the devil that is in the world. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. In righteousness I am established. I am far from oppression, for I shall not fear from terror, for it shall not come near me. The Lord shall cover me with his feathers, because I have made him my dwelling place. Evil shall not befall me. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and surely the Lord will always deliver me from the snare of the fowlers. God has made me a beneficiary of divine help through the stripes that were laid on Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, I have right standing with God. Through Jesus Christ, I have access to the throne grace of God, to find peace with God. I have prosperity, for God will no longer withhold any good thing from me. I have spoken with the tongue of the learned, and as it is written, I shall be justified by the words of my mouth. I ask that the word of God I have confessed begin to transform me to the original image God designed me to be in his book. I ask that the blood of Jesus wipe away every mark of reproach, whether physical or spiritual. I ask for the blood of Jesus to erase every evil and negative name I was ever called. I nullify every negative report ever made about me. I cease to be a picture of failure. I cease to be abased, rejected, forsaken, desolate, and downcast. I begin to manifest expressly every good thing God has written about me in his book. I begin to look fearfully and wonderfully made. I begin to operate at the head and not the tail. I began to be a true worshiper of Jehovah El Shaddai, and I began from now to continually praise him and confess positively. Amen, amen. So today's topic is focus on the faith and not the fight. Now let's figure out why it's important to focus on the fight. That you focus on the faith and not the fight. Amen. So I know they're doing these hard times, especially. It's very hard to focus on the faith and not the fight. So one of the three main reasons is lean into faith that you have. Number two, pray for strength and guidance. And number three, remain planted in good soil while you're going through this fight. Amen. So let's go ahead and focus on the faith and not the seed. We need to be planted in good soil. We need to surround ourselves with loving friends. And we need to just be around people that believe like we believe. And if we don't have a church home, we need to pop into a church at least twice a month or once a month if you don't have a church home. If you have a church home, then that's great. You have someone that has your backbone and someone that you're growing with as well. So you can always ask someone you love to pray with you or meditate with you positively with positive thoughts. But we're going to keep on focusing on the faith and not the fight. But when we say we put good seed on good soil, that means we stand for those with a noble and good heart. We are those people that have a noble and good heart, who hear the word, who retain the word, and who persevere and produce a crop like Luke 8 and 15. This is what Luke said in the word in the scripture. Luke 8 and 15.
But that on the good ground are they, which end in honest and good heart, having heard the word, kept it, and brought forth fruit with patience.
Amen, amen. So that's what we're talking about today, focusing on the faith and not the heart. Why do you think it is so important to focus on the faith and not the fight? Because a lot of people, when it comes to getting ready to deal with our everyday life and whatever situation we are in, maybe we are going through some with our family members, or maybe we're going through something ourselves. So why is it good to focus on the fate and not the fight? Because this fight right here that we're doing, this fight is not going anywhere. And we're not going anywhere until God's word has said for us to go past this. Right now, we're focusing on the faith and not the fight. So why is that important that we get our faith together, that we focus on the faith and not the fight? Let me ask anyone out there that's listening online, what is it about focusing on the faith that's more important than? Can anyone answer that question? Amen.
Amen. This is Sister Kendra. Okay, so for me, focusing on the faith and not the fight, back in June, July, I had to go to some constipation. And so, prior to my constipation, I'm just giving you a quick overview. I had fibroid surgery. So this has been going on. It would be like 3 years now. So I had fibroid surgery. And so a couple months, maybe like 3 or 4 months ago, constipated. So I went and I told my daughter, I'm kind of constipated, whatever. She's like, okay. So in the midst of it, I went ahead and got an ultrasound. Because after the constipation, I kind of felt like, oh, something might have still been in my stomach. My stomach was still hurting. So she went ahead and ordered me an ultrasound. Anyway, I got an ultrasound. And so in the midst of me going to get an ultrasound, the lady seen a mass. So I had to go in for another ultrasound. So now I'm on the battlefield. So I'm on the battlefield for the mass that they found in my colon. So now I have to go get a colonoscopy. So I'm on the battlefield. So I'm not worried about the fight, but I have faith. I have faith that I know that the Lord is going to heal me. I am healed, and I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. So I'm not scared. I'm not fearful because he said, you know, God doesn't give us any fear. So I'm on the battleground, and I have faith. Oh, but you know how, like, we're supposed to build up our faith. So I'm always praying. I'm always thanking God. So my faith is already in gear, if you guys want to say, like, in driving mode. So I don't have to, like, go back and build it up. It's here, you know. And the only thing you can do is get stronger. So I thank God for that. So I'm going through that battlefield, you know. My faith is on the front line. As that's what I want to say, is to say that my faith is on the front line, and I'm thanking God, I'm thanking Jesus. I know and I believe that it's not going to be anything deadly or, you know, cause me to get, you know, sick or something, you know, that I need to really worry about. I have that mindset of I'm already healed. He got me, and I don't have to worry about anything. So that's my focusing on the faith and not the fight.
Amen. So, Sister Kendra, let me ask you this question. Okay. So let me ask you this question. So you are already ready for your battle. You're ready for your battle already.
Yeah, because I didn't even, at first when I heard what she was saying, because I already kind of knew that it wasn't anything cancerous, but they still running tests and they still want to take specimen, you know, tissue of it, just to make sure that I'm out the ballpark. So that's why I'm going to get the colonoscopy. But what I'm saying is, like, I wasn't going to have, like, PD on myself or say, you know, like a sad song or sad story. I have to just put my faith on the line, you know, and just thank God and have positive thoughts, have positive people around me, think positive, and know that at the end of the day that Jesus has me.
Okay, so this is what I would like to ask you and all the other ones out here listening. When you go into battle and you don't know what the battle, I mean, you don't know exactly what you may be battling, but whenever you go into battle, when you go to battle, do you be prepared already to fight? You're already engaging in the fight, or you bringing your faith, you're bringing your faith to God and letting him know, hey, here's my faith. And now I have to go into battle for what I just, you know, information I just got. So when you come to, when you have to go before God with the issue, like you say you're having now, and you say you're ready to fight the battle, right? So do you go there already with your faith in place, or do you put your faith in place after you get there? In other words, do you meet God and say, Lord, I'm ready because I know I got this battle. I'm ready to do what I need to do. Or is that how you go to God? How do you go to God when you know that you are ready to fight a battle? Even though we're going through some rough times now, people going through all kind of stuff. How do you go to God and say, I'm ready to do this battle? Do you go already prepared? Do you have to get prepared? How do you, you know what I'm saying? How do you fight this fight and win it and know that you're going to win it? We need to give the people an example so they can understand. Some may understand, but we just want to be able to give people an example because people need something to go by, a guide or something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, for me, at first, when I first got it, I was a little nervous. But then I said, well, I don't think it's nothing cancerous, you know, because I feel like I've been, you know, doing as best as I can, you know, taking care of myself and eating right, having a perfect, you know.
Healthy person out there, but I feel like I'm above average when it comes to that. This pandemic has taught me a whole lot. Like I was telling you guys, this is the most I've ever prayed in my whole entire life. I've been on this prayer line with the pandemic. I never did the pandemic. So I guess
by me being in the pandemic and at first I was scared, and then I'm like, I'm having no fear. So then when this situation popped up, I'm doing the same thing that I was doing when the pandemic happened. No fear.
I've never been through this before. The first time I ever got a colon. You know, I'm going to get my colon test. This is the first time a colon. So just like the first time for the pandemic, this is the first time for
pandemic. This is my colon. And I'm just like, oh, Lord, I'm going through all these things all the things at the same time. It's kind of feel like a little example of Job when he was going through a whole lot. It's like a whole lot of it's going at you. You in the pandemic. Then you worried about your income. Then you worried about this and that. So you can't let all that stuff pile up on you. You can't wear that jacket. You just only could just move forward in Jesus, you know, because it's just so much stuff is coming at people. Head speed. This is like it's like 50 miles an hour, maybe 75 miles an hour. It's a lot of people in this country, not just in the country, but around the world, where it's just coming at them full speed. The pandemic, the economy. Now they're talking about they're not going to help people with their checks. Then people getting kicked out. It's just too much stuff, and it's just like, okay, something has to give. So you got to give all your burdens to Jesus, and you got to just give it to Jesus. And just forget about it. You get what I'm saying? You got to go there with faith, knowing that, okay, God is going to send me through. Jesus is going to send me through. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be okay. Like they said, okay, this is they're calling this a reset. They're going to reset the country. Okay, so now Jesus is going to reset his people. Well, this could be a state of reset, a reset for all the people that believe in Jesus. So, every, you know, it's like a reset of the mind, the reset of your spirit, reset of just us being one in Christ, the body of Christ. Maybe this is Jesus resent us for the bigger picture, which is, you know, his coming because we're in the last days. So I'm just saying the reset of everything, not just financially, but spiritually, emotionally, in your mindset.
Okay, so we have two other people. We have some other people online. I would like some participation from some of the people online. If I could just get them to answer this question so the other people can hear. So we know that there are three faiths, according to the Bible, there are three faiths. That's dead faith, demonic faith, and active faith. Amen. Those are the three faiths. And the dead faith, the Bible says that's faith without works is dead. It's like a body without a spirit. That's dead faith. Then demonic faith, demonic also have faith. Demonics also have faith. And they tremble, okay, because they know the truth. It's not dead faith, but intellectual and emotional. Now, active faith is real and alive. Faith that's alive. It's based on God's word and involves the whole person, mind, heart, and will. So faith is vital to Christians, and especially to Christians' life. We're pleased with, God is pleased with us when his children trust him. God is pleased when we trust him. So that's why the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. A person is saved by faith. Saving faith is active faith. So I want to ask someone online, like, how do you, everybody has a technique that they have when they have an issue or they need to pray about something to get an answer to a problem, a situation, or what's going on. So we have our faith intact, okay? So when we want to ask God about something, whether we're praying for ourselves or asking for someone else, do we have our faith intact? Is our faith active at that time? How do we come to the Lord? Everybody does it different. You know, somebody may wait till they get to the Lord to do it. Somebody may not have the faith when they get to the Lord and may need prayer to help their unbelieving faith. You know, we got different ways where people may come in and talk to the Lord. But I'm just asking anyone online, how is it that you feel that you may have, like, well, I know this technique when I talk to God, God answers me right away or he gives me answers immediately. Or me and him, we have this technique where God does this or that when I request something. Is there anyone on the line that have a unique or different kind of way that they, you know, when they ready to pray about something or get an answer from God, do they have a unique system or is it just in general? Or how is it do you talk to God, anyone? How is it that you talk to God and able to get your prayers answered? And how do you go in there with your faith? You go in there with it already, or you got to get ready, or you got to go before him and talk to him first before? How do you go to the Lord with your situation? Amen. Anyone want to answer that?
Yeah, I'll answer for me.
Okay. Well, let's hear you. What you got to say, brother? How you doing?
Hi, Sister Carol. Depending on how bad the situation is, I won't talk to nobody about it because I ain't giving the devil no fuel. That's how I feel about that. And I will not necessarily go out of my way to seclude myself, but go in private, get my music, spiritual gospels playing, read the Bible for a bit, just going from scripture to scripture, and then, you know, when that right sort of hits me, then I, you know, I can go into prayer, and I always start with my prayer, with the Lord's prayer, and progress from there and take my problems to him, and then I kind of try to leave it there. It's not so easy all the time, you know, But just know what God's going to work it out, especially since I can't do a thing about this. All I can do is trust
right.
in him. And,
so when
and
you
go on.
Okay, go ahead.
And what generally happens, strange things happen. Like we're talking to somebody, and they'll hit on something out of the Bible so close, it's unbelievable. It's like, and answers come. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it, especially right now, but strange things happen. And before
mm-hmm.
you know it, God has turned the whole situation around. And a lot of times, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, that situation what wasn't what it what you thought it was, so to speak. You know,
mm-hmm.
sort of
mm-hmm.
like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, just like he turns everything around. And then out of the blue, you could be listening to the radio or maybe stop at the church and
mm-hmm.
the pastor or the speaker puts it in and focus according to the word. And that's, to me, that's when you know God is done. And I've seen him do some mighty, mighty strange and unexpected things. It's like he's tricking the devil, like he's joking, making a joke out of the devil. But the devil thought
mm-hmm.
he had this, you know,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden everything's turned around. But you got to have faith. You got to trust in God. You got to stay prayed up. I don't care what you're doing, even if you know you're doing wrong, you better pray about it. Talk to God
That's
about
right.
it. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
And ask God, if you know you're doing something wrong, confess and say, well, Lord, forgive me. Deliver me from this. Take this away from me whatsoever. You know, acknowledge him in everything, you know, you're doing. And God will turn it around. And if you addicted to something, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you keep talking to God. You keep praying and giving God the praise. Sooner or later, he will remove that addiction from you. But you have
That's
to want
true.
To be set free from the addiction.
True.
If you don't want
now, when
to
you
set
go,
free
when
from
you go to God, when you go to God, brother, do you already be prepared and ready, or do you have to get ready? Or, you know, you have to say, well, Lord, my faith is kind of weak today. Like, you know, every day I know it's different. So I guess it depends on what type of mood are you in.
Yeah. And how bad you're under attack, because obviously you're under attack and you're recognizing it to me. And, you know, you might be letting the stress of the circumstance situation get the best of you, and that's not good. Because to me, you got to be locked more into God and his word and what he's saying, you know.
Thank you.
And if you're full of, let me be more specific. If I'm thinking about hurting somebody, I ain't going to stand for this. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to get my gap. I'm going to end this. I don't care if I go to jail. God don't want that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? He don't want that. So if you're going to know you got all this in you, like, how can I go into prayer when I know I'm here having fantasies about taking this person and doing some of the most barbaric things to them ever done, you know? God don't want that. He don't want all that vengeance and stuff. You have to come to him with a clean heart, a clean mind, a clean soul. You can't come to him with sin. What is that, 2 Corinthians? Might be 1 Corinthians. He lays it all out. Ain't none of it
right.
getting into heaven. No, idolatry. No liars. No cheaters. Whoremongers. Fornicators. He lays it all out. It's not coming upstairs.
Right.
That's all I got to say. That's how I feel about it.
Amen. So, is there? What about you, Brother Prevost? Have you ever had a situation where you are already ready, or it's like I said, it's different for everybody, or did you have to go to the Lord and say, Lord, this one, I'm going to have to do this different, or something like, have you ever came to him in a different, like, something that you never did before that you done with him, and it worked? I mean, like, you know, your faith is intact, or today you're on low. Maybe you're on low vibes today, or you know what I'm saying? So how do you deal with it? Maybe when you're not in the mood and you really need to pray for somebody or do something for somebody, maybe for yourself, and you in low spirits, or maybe you ain't feeling it today, or how do you deal with it? And then when you do go to God, how do you go to God? Do you go, you have to get ready, you already ready, or how is it?
Well, I personally lean on the scriptures. I lean on what the words say. So, like, for example, back in December, on December 31st, I went to the hospital after having shortness of breath for like 2.5 months, and they tell me, you know, my blood pressure is 245 over 168, and my heart's too big, and I got congestive heart failure, and they telling me all of this, but it's really not phasing me. I guess it depends on the situation, because when they was telling me about my health, my faith was outweighing that. I just didn't understand. I had to pray to God and ask God, why did I have to go to the hospital? Why can't I get healed at home? Like, why can you just heal me? And I had, and he came, like, speaking to God, he said I needed, it basically, like, I'm an example. Like, how else could I be alive for almost 3 months with my blood pressure at what it was, with congestive heart failure? They say I should have been having seizures and heart attacks. And basically,
right.
They don't understand how I should be walk, how I walked in there. They don't get it.
How you walking up, right. Amen.
Right. So in that situation, I wasn't really worried. But, like, when it comes to, like, say, a financial situation, I tend not to worry about it until I don't be worried. Like, say I needed money today. I would be worried about it yesterday on Thursday. For some reason, but up until that day, I'm not worried about it. And then when that worry hits me, I know it's the enemy, because I know God provides. Well, when I look back over my history, I see where God provided what I needed at the time I needed it. It's like always on time. It's not, if I need it Friday, He's gonna provide it Friday. So I have to lean back to the Word and remember what has happened in my past when that starts to creep up in my mind, like, what you going to do? You're going to have to better go pawn something. You better go ask this person to borrow money, or you better go do this, or better go do that. But then when the day comes, God provided some kind of way. So, and like, going forward, I reflect on the past in order to get through what's going on right now.
Oh, okay. How the last episode maybe went, or the last situation went.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Amen. Because we all go through something, because, you know, when we go to the throne of God, when we have to pray for something, we have to have a prayer partner. He said it's good to have a prayer partner. So if you got a prayer partner and you're not a lone ranger, you know what I'm saying, you can get your prayers through quicker and faster. So we need to be coming to the table. We need our faith already to be active. As we hear the word of God, we're supposed to be growing in the word as we hear it and as it clicks together and it makes sense. And we got to make sure that it makes sense and we understand what it's saying. But we grow in the word of God when we hear it and when we share it. So when we go, when we pray about something to God, or when we want to talk to him about something that we need his assistance in, we need to go already prepared and ready to, you know, not get ready, but be ready. So when we go and talk to the Lord about something, we need to be ready. We need to know what we're talking about. We need to make sure we give him a good visual of what we're talking about so he can understand what we're saying. So we want to make sure that, just like you putting in an order for anything, you want to make sure everything is in that order so that he can answer it for you. You don't want to leave anything out critical, because that could be a big key to, you know, you asked the Lord to heal you, but you didn't ask the Lord how to heal you, or you didn't ask the Lord to heal something else that was attached to it as well. So you want to make sure when you ask the Lord for something that you're ready, you prepare to talk to him about it. Your faith needs to be intact. It needs to be active. And you need to make sure that you keep it active and keep it going. Because when it starts getting dim, you know, it's harder to pull it back up. But you just need to keep it active. Amen. And we need to just focus. We need to focus on the faith. Because the faith is what's going to get us through. If we don't have no faith, ain't no sense in going to God. Because when we go to God, it's like we already know what we know. And we're ready to go ahead and talk to the Lord about it and get it resolved. But if we go to the Lord and we're not prepared, but we asking him about something, or you just asking a question, or are you asking him to heal you of this or free you of this or whatever it is. Because when you go to him and talk to him, you need to be ready. You need to be ready to give him all the information. And then your faith got to be ready. So you got to be ready. God looking at all this, okay? So you brought it to me. It's just like going to school, giving a test exam with your teacher and passing it. So he passes out the application that, you know, whatever we need that application for, we bring the application to the Lord. And then he said, okay, so then he want to make sure that we're ready. Do we have everything? So your faith is intact. So what are you here to ask me today? Then we put it in order. We ask him with our faith intact. And then we wait on him to answer. And he will answer. Amen. He will answer you. He will give you some type of answer. Look to the Lord, we need to be ready. So we need to have our faith intact. Because I heard somebody in one of the churches say, half of these saints can't even pray their way out of a paper bag. And then I didn't even want to even hear nothing like that. Because all these people sitting in this church, there's no way that you telling me we got saints in here that don't know how to pray. But, you know, that's what I was told. There's a lot of saints in here that don't know how to pray. But I'm not there to judge anyone or anybody. But that was funny that he brought that up, because I know we talk about faith all the time. And it's very important as Christians that our faith is sufficient. Our faith is where it needs to be, and it's growing. We make sure we're growing our faith. We're doing our due diligence. So we're doing what we're supposed to do in order for our faith to get stronger. So, of course, I wouldn't want to hear nothing like a saint can't pray their way out of a paper bag, because I'm like, no, you can't tell me God's people can't pray. They know how to pray. If they don't know nothing else, they know how to pray. They should know how to pray. There shouldn't be no excuse for that for anyone that's a child of God, because it don't take a lot to pray. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be a big fancy prayer. It just needs to be whatever it is, get to the core of it so the Lord know what you're talking about. But we need to stay focused on the faith. The faith is more important to get us where we need to go. So we got to make sure we got that intact. We can't go ask God for anything if we don't have our faith intact. So our faith has to be intact, and it has to be active. And we need to be ready before we go before God and get in front of him. We don't want to be stumbling like this is something new or we ain't ever did this before, but we just talk to him in general. That's why it's very important that we have a relationship with the Lord. But that's right. We do want to focus on the faith and not the fight. And so as Christians, we need to continue growing. We need to continue to have people that we pray with. And again, this is not a joke. This is serious. Everything that's happening today, none of this stuff, everything is happening for a reason. You know, nothing just happens just because. Everything happens for a reason. So that's the reason why we as Christians need to make sure that we have our faith intact. We need to continue to make it grow. We need to continue working on ourselves, because we got a lot of things that we need to. So, you know, we got enough things to keep us busy. And we always, something always being added to the equation anyway. Something is going to be added from a family member, from a friend. Something is going to be added to the equation. But we just have to make sure where we stand and where we are. And we're supposed to be getting stronger, not weaker. We are supposed to be getting stronger. So we need to make sure that we stay strong, we stay supportive of one another, we need to hear the word, we need to hear what's right, you know, we need to focus on the word, and we need to focus on Jesus, amen, because that's what we're watching now. We're watching, we have the Bible in one hand, and we have the current events in the other hand. And now, and then we got the word of God. So now we're doing what he's saying, watch and pray, watch and pray. And that's what we're doing. We're watching and praying. But we got to make sure that our faith is there. We got to make sure we grow that mustard seed. We got to make sure that we get in the habit of praying. So we, when we need that faith, it's there. When we need that Holy Spirit and that oil, it's there. We need to continue in our word and in our understanding of the word and our relationship with the Lord. We need to grow that. When we come to a stump where we're not growing anymore, then we need to find out why, because we are always growing. We're never stopping. As long as we get up every day, we're learning something that we didn't know yesterday or found out something different. So we're always growing in the word. Amen? So we want to make sure we don't have dead faith. We don't have any dead faith. We don't have demonic faith. We don't put things like that over us. We don't say things like that over us. We don't deal with stuff like that. Okay, we deal spiritually. We're not messing with any of the voodoo, new age, none of that stuff. That's not for us. That's for other people that believe in that stuff. But we have active faith. We don't have demonic faith, and we don't have, and hope we don't have no Christian with dead faith. Because if you got dead faith, you got to start all over again. Start all over from the beginning and start growing your faith again if you need to regrow your faith. Amen. So that's how we're doing that. We want to focus on the faith and not the fight, because the fight, we've already won the fight. We've already won the fight. And what we have to do is just continue to stand, because we're going to go through some more things that's going to be rougher than this. So we have to be able to stand. And we are not in the world. We're not of the world, but we are in it. So while we're in it, we're going to do our best to be above them and to continue to be spiritual, because we know where our blessing is. We know where our blessings come from, and we know where we are headed and where we're going. Amen. So we want to make sure that we keep this faith. We got to keep this faith of fight. We got to keep going, because this is not the end. This is just the beginning, and this is just, we just wetting our feet. We just wetting our feet. So anyway, so we need to focus on the faith and not the fight, because this battle, whatever battle you're going through, you can win it. You can win this battle if your faith is intact, if you are following all the rules that's before us in the New Testament. If we can follow those rules, if we can be patient with our Lord and Savior, if we can just be patient with ourselves and forgive people as we want to be forgiven. Sometimes it's hard to forgive people. We can't even move on to the next level until we forgive. Forgiveness is one of the biggest obstacles that we have with human beings. And I don't understand how we get stuck in forgiveness. But you're going to have to forgive somebody. Trust me. You cannot say you're not going to forgive this person. I can forgive this person, but I won't forgive that person. Forgiveness is our number one thing, and that's going to keep us out of heaven, forgiving somebody. That's easy. That's very easy. That shouldn't be difficult. I don't care what it was that they did to you. You're still living and breathing, so you can forgive them. So you can move on. That one person can keep you out of heaven. That one person can hold you up. So we want to remember, we want to focus on the faith and not the fight, because the fight has already been won. That battle has already been won. We playing our places that we're supposed to play. We're in place for what is to come. So everything can go in order as it is supposed to go. Amen. So that's what we want to focus on. We want to focus on the faith, because that's what's needed. We see that a lot of faith is not in the church. We see the church is losing its power. The church is getting weak. We're supposed to be getting stronger. So we got to remember that we have to go back and energize, get the word in us, keep moving. I know it's rough. I know it's hard. And I know people probably say, yeah, you're saying the same thing over and over, but we have to do this and keep this light going. This light cannot go dim. This light cannot go out. So we're going to keep it going. That's how you keep it going. Now, how you think that it lasted this long, these many thousands of years. So we have to continue to keep the light. It's not going anywhere. The light will be here. So we will be here, amen, until the Lord comes. We will be here until he comes. So until he comes, we got to continue our faith. And we got to continue our fight. Amen. Amen. So anyone have anything they would like to add to focus on the faith and not the fight? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so I would like to thank everyone for coming today. I would like to thank everyone today and thank you for everything that you guys do. I really appreciate you. Last week I was out because of my birthday, but I appreciate you guys. I want you guys to keep on coming back because that's how we get stronger in numbers. And I'm looking forward to new people coming on. They'll be coming on starting next week. So we'll be having more people coming on next week, and we'll see how that works out. Should work out great. And so we want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence, and we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ with the hedge of protection. Until we meet next week, same prayer line, same prayer time. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen. At this time, I have the prayer floor open. Is anyone having prayer? Anyone needs prayer? Amen.
This is Sister Peter. Just pray for my situation, give me strength. And I have a financial case that I'm going through too. So just pray for my health and finance.
Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Sister Kendra Cole. Amen. May you answer her prayer. She's already ready, Lord, and she's already talked to you about it. I am with her in prayer. We also have members online that are in prayer with her, too. We pray, Father God, that you will handle the situation, and we put it in your hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And anyone else on the line, Father, and that's in need of financials at this time, you are our provider. You provide for us. Yes. Make sure, Father, that you provide for our sister and brother in need at this time. You always have an answer. You never said you would leave us nor forsake us, and I know that you will answer. Amen. So, Father, I ask that you continue to watch over us, cover us with the blood of Jesus. Cover us going in and out, to and fro. Cover us, our home where we are, with the blood of Jesus. Our cars that we drive, the money that we receive, and the food that we receive. Lord, I ask that you cover all that in the name of Jesus. Prepare the food before we eat it, because sometimes we be a little hungry. We might forget saying our prayers before we eat. So we ask that you acknowledge that and bless the food before we put it in our mouth. And we ask that you bless our bills before they come, that they may be paid in the name of Jesus and paid with your currency, Lord. Amen. And so we just thank you for everyone online. And we ask that you continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus. Psalms 91. And we just want to thank you and thank everyone for coming online today. And Father God, I just ask that you keep us until we meet again next Friday at the same time, same place, and keep us in your loving care and your arms. And keep all anything that is not of God. Let's keep this virus, this COVID-19, this variant 16, whatever is coming, in the name of Jesus. We will keep that away from us, all of the children of God, and you continue to watch us and cover us with the blood of Jesus over any virus that's in the atmosphere that is supposed to touch your children. Your children will be okay in Jesus' name, because if they went to you, Father, and asked you about whether they should take that shot or not, that's between you and them and which way they decide. but we know that you are the Father. You're going to tell your children what they need to do. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to thank everyone for coming on. I want to thank everyone for coming on, and I look forward to you guys next Friday at 3 o'clock. Amen. So you guys have a great weekend. You guys have a great weekend. And anything else, go ahead.
I just wanted to know if I could play a song for you, Sister Alexandra.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, brother. Yes, you may.
Amen.
wall of the hearts of people. Believe me. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will. Because our hearts tell us something.
I know it's late, but happy birthday, Sister Alexandria.
In the conference.